a senior defense official has just told us that they now can confirm indeed that the four personnel killed were indeed United States Marines. The Pentagon saying very quietly that yes, there were four Marines that were killed in this incident. Their families, of course, at this hour now being notified. So this is automatically a very sensitive situation, as you can imagine, for the U.S. military. We talked a few minutes ago about how the Pentagon would know very quickly if any of its personnel were killed. It apparently took some time for this word to filter through the system, through the Marine Corps, through the military services, and come to the Pentagon. The information we are being given is that the four Marines were killed at the second shooting site, not at the strip mall site, but the shooter apparently then drove to another site, a support facility, fired there, and the indications the Pentagon has is that this is where the Marines were killed. In addition, and I think it was addressed in the press conference, the military going now through all of its databases with the identity of the shooter, which we do not know, to see if this person potentially had any prior military service. But this incident began shortly before at 11 o'clock this morning, East Coast time, when this still unidentified male drove up to this strip mall recruiting station, opened fire through the door. We see that door full of bullet holes. There was a military person injured there and then drove onto this other site a short distance away, and apparently by all accounts now, according to the Pentagon, four Marines killed there. At the moment, the Pentagon not really able to answer whether they're treating this as an incident of terrorism. Certainly law enforcement, domestic law enforcement, taking the major lead role in this, but they are looking to see, could the shooter have had prior military service? Is there anything they might know about this person that would help them understand and explain what happened?